It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness, it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Well, and how far are we from the P letter of the alphabet mafia? What if those who, you know, like smaller children per se, create this in a virtual space? Is that a crime? Because that's not a real person?
That's one of the debates going on right now.
Or is that a crime?
I just saw another news article, a teacher who was interacting with a 14-year-old student. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with these people? What is this attraction to young people? Like, again, back to Twisted. What if AI generates a younger, visually stimulating person for a... I'll call them perverts.
We won't say what if.
It already is.
It will absolutely create whatever you ask of it.
Yes.
So if you ask it to do so, it'll do it.
And affirm that it's good. That's the other part, because it's customizable. It'll tell you. Yeah.
So you say it's good, so it's good.
You get to hear what you want to hear through a different voice that's your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like,
or if you want it, it can also be your own.
The big debate is it really wrong for you to have, as a grown adult, a younger
companion.
I'm trying to find a word to say this without hitting the
even though it's not a real, it's a virtual companion,
the
so
naughty
it's not
words
a real person.
Can't say the naughty words.
Is that a crime?
And that's it, man.
Or how about this? Is it a crime if someone creates a bunch of fake, I guess you can't call them fake, we'll say a bunch of digital companions, and runs some type of a dating service with these profiles that aren't real people?
Okay. We've been bumping into this gray area for a while in this twisted, sick place that we've gotten to, where we called them shooter games, where you were digitally offing people, but they aren't real people. So it's okay.
And you just create a numbness to it, right?
Right.
They bounce back in round five.
Yeah. Cause nobody was really hurt.
Right.
So we've been quote unquote playing this game of gray, this twisted, sick perspective has been occurring for decades. You're just seeing those seeds now. You know, it's no longer a sprout, it's a freaking tree, man.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And now some of us are going, hey, are we going to cut the limbs back or let this thing keep growing?
Maybe needs some trimming here for sure. Well, and as we move forward, and obviously things become more and more internet based, right? We've got to have some type of a digital bill of rights, or else as the people, we're going to get ran over. Matter of fact, like, that's just whatever the core few companies who make it through the AI boom, right? Just like the dot-com boom, whatever the companies that emerge out of that with the best products and technologies and whatever space they're in, they're going to dictate and control the game. If there's no internet bill of rights or digital bill of rights for we the people, we're going to have no say.
The temptation is for people to say, you know what? That's over my head. That's above my pay grade.
And I'm getting to use it right now, and it's just really convenient.
It's really
convenient.
So. And it's a whole lot easier for me. I got enough going on in my world right now, my own life, my little micro issues, that I'm just going to deal with things in my house, and I'm going to let the politicians kind of figure that one out for me and help me determine what's right and wrong and what's going to be. And so, in other words, people who are competent, moral, and capable with values, true value systems in place, are going to let people without values and morals make the decision for us.
So what you're saying is, do not take my approach on the war front.
Yes.
About this issue.
Yes.
All right, that makes sense.
That is the temptation, is to sit back and let somebody else figure it out.
That makes sense.
Because the temptation is to say, well, I voted for this person to be my representative, and I'm just going to trust they're going to do it, and I'm going to check out.
Yeah, but I think all of us can, I don't care what side of the fence you're on, anyone can say, man, I have voted for somebody that was going to be my representative and have been let down, whether it's been red, blue, green, purple, I don't care. Every time it's, oh, yeah, well, sorry we couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's been satisfied, right?
No.
With what they were given.
I think that we accept that we're all going to be lied to by the people we vote for. It's just by how much before we get upset.
That's fair.
The reason we got here, though, is because we all went into our silos. We call our homes and our own little personal lives, and we disengaged from the macro, from the larger picture. If you want to know who's to blame, it's not the politicians. It's us.
I mean, we are to blame, but they are to blame also. They did sell out America.
Well, back to my original point, we knew they were liars anyway. We just didn't hold them accountable. We just trusted that liars would do the right thing and tell the truth. Why would we do that? I'll tell you why. Because selfishly, we wanted to just pursue our own agenda in life. And we just wanted to believe the people we voted for would do the best for our nation and for the people and for me. When in fact, they did what selfish people do. They did what was best for them. Isn't that why a lot of the politicians get wealthy, even beyond what's possible for the salary they get?
Much beyond. Yeah. I mean, seriously, there are several people. Once again, doesn't matter what side of the fence you sit on.
Yeah.
There are several people who came in with net worths of, a couple $100,000. And have either since left Congress or are still in Congress with net worths of millions, maybe even upwards of $100 million.
And there's
how's that possible?
Yeah, well, the worst part about that is either they got the best stockbroker in the world.
Sure they do. It's called insider trading. Yeah, they've got that. Hey, by the way, this is going to sell next week. You might want to buy some. I guess I do.
Or they're incredibly lucky. That's the other. Those are two possibilities. Or there's corruption.
Okay, you know me. I'm a gambler, right?
Yes.
I know how luck works, and it's usually luck don't always run that hard in your favor. That's what I'm going to tell you. You don't get like, man, I place 10 bets and hit all 10 of them. I just get lucky every time.
You're saying the likelihood is there's corruption. And I think and the hard part for us to swallow, we intentionally or not have been the enablers of it.
100%. They are guilty of selling out the country. They should be held accountable for doing so. We as the people are guilty for standing back. Now, did we know to the extent of how bad it was? No.
Probably not.
But everybody knew like, man, this probably isn't being run as it should be. But we're not going to say anything because we're busy doing our own thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. We all share some responsibility in that.
It's not fun to go solve problems. I've got enough problems in my own house. I don't want to solve the problems of the world.
Sure.
The people that tend to go into politics aren't always very altruistic.
Well, I wonder when do you think the shift was of, at one time, but America's greatest prominence, people of stature and honor, like it was an honor to serve the country, and people of stature love to do that, right?
Yeah.
When did that switch from that being a position of honor that you would serve the country to a position of, hey man, the more selfish you are, that's probably the easier you're going to be able to rise to the top.
Admittedly, I'm not a big history person. I wish I was, but I didn't pay attention. But then come to find out the history that I would have been taught was wrong.
Always the most accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
But having said that, I do remember that early on in our country that our founding fathers came because they were trying to build something that was not tyrannical. They were fleeing from tyranny to build something that wasn't tyrannical. The other side of that is that those guys, as they went and served in those offices, that was something they did in addition to a job. So that wasn't their livelihood. It wasn't a forever paycheck that they were going to enjoy for the rest of their life and retire and be able to build, some kind of dynasty that their next family member from their great, great grandchildren would enjoy the wealth they would accumulate from the American people. So we had this shift where it used to be what we would call a hobby today, if you will. You spent your spare time lobbying to the betterment of a nation. Today, most people are lobbying to their paid interests who are giving them a side paycheck.
Couldn't we say, I mean, we obviously, history covers the big figures that everybody knows about, right? Mm-hmm. But couldn't we say that same picture was probably therefore happening on a smaller scale in your local communities?
Sure.
That the people of prominence, the successful people in your area and your communities were doing the same thing that the people in, you know, Congress and Washington, D.C. were doing?
We had a name for it back in the day. It was called the good old boy system. Hey, this has been going on for a long time. And I think that part of the other issue with that is because it's been so long in play that we're kind of acclimated to it. Again, just like we see that we know when we vote for these politicians, they're going to lie to us. We've already accepted that. In the same way, we go, well, that's just the good old boy system. That's just the way it is. And so I think to some degree, we accept the gray. We accept the twist that shouldn't be there.
Because in accepting that, you've told yourself like, oh, well, maybe I'll get some benefit from that system at some point.
And it's always been this way. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe for your lifetime, it has been. But it's not what built this country and made it what it is today.
That's what I'm. When do you think that change happened?
At the very beginning. I think it. I don't think it took long. I think that we were subterfuge infiltration has been happening all along.
Sure. I mean, I guess let's be fair. The moment they're signing the Declaration of Independence, the people that they're declaring independence from, which would be the case with anyone, there's no way that they're just going to say,
okay.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Don't worry about that.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, that's good for you guys. You know what? We were hoping you guys would have the courage to finally state that.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it's fair to say, like, from that point, they went to work saying, yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we've all got human, selfish, twisted desires and have a propensity to wander into the gray. I think what helped our initial founding fathers was if they had been caught by the ones across the pond, again, not using names here,
mm-hmm.
they would have been tried for treason.
Sure. You know,
so there
Which, I mean, considering the circumstances at the time, like, obviously, justifiably so, right?
Right. Because it was mm-hmm. treason. Some of us hold them in a place of honor today because
their decision making is what gave us our freedom.
It created the greatest nation
yes.
we've ever known that had principles and values and morals that we are, whatever you think of America, you can't deny that we are the nation that other nations want to run to.
Exactly. Or all these people that just flooded in here that, you know, want to raise and cane and a different flag every other week of new protest. If it's so bad here, why did you want to come?
Yeah. What was that one wife of a president said? For the first time in my life, I'm proud to be an American, because it was her husband was in office. It's like, come on, man. I won't say her name, but
yeah, like, really?
It's like, for real?
You're proud now to be an American.
Anyway, that's a good question. I don't know. I think, but we probably won't nail that one down. Here's the other question. Name a place where the corruption hasn't touched.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
And you really can't.
It's so sad. And again, if we really want to see a change.
Well, we have to be it.
Right. It's got to happen to me first.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if we don't, this is not gonna auto-correct itself. AI is not coming to fix this. AI is coming to be an auto-feedback loop to help you embrace the evil we've become.
But see how cool this is? That same AI, if we make that change in ourselves, can also be a feedback loop of good.
We absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But to be that, we've got to first be good.
Sure. Well, yeah, you're right. It does start with us. Like, we all need a change of heart, right?
And so when I say it starts with me, I'm hoping that everyone who's listening to us can say the same and will say the same. It's me. Not they won't say it's Jeff, it's Tyler, it's me, it's Samantha, it's Steven, it's mm-hmm. whoever, whatever your name is, and you take personal responsibility and say, I'm going to be the change that needs to be.
How about just the start of that? The base level of everybody taking a little personal responsibility.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to see a ever-increasing twisted world. So be the change so that we can untwist what's...
You got to untangle.
Yeah. That's it.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind. We were
past the signs each day. In little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms,
see it, the roads lead back to you.